Dad grazed hay, which was mostly alfalfa in those days. And then he raised wheat and oats and barley for feeding in the wintertime. And the wheat we used to, he would bring some into the flour mill, or the mill here, and grind some flour for us, and also make what they call cracked wheat, which for cereal.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special names for that type of cereal?
Did I what?
Cracked wheat cereal, was there any, did you have any name for that?
No, we just called it cracked cereal, but when we could find some in the store that was similar, it was called Wyoming.
you mentioned you grew a little alfalfa. Was there ever any other word they used for alfalfa?
What do you call it? Hay?
Have you ever heard it called glycerin?
Lucerne for alfalfa hay?
I think so.
Now, he also, because he could get a better second crop, it's hard to get a second crop in this country, our season is short, and he started changing to some of the grasses, like brome grass, and getting some clovers in.
Were there other types of grasses?
Yes. Orchard grass, brome grass. And I'm sure there were others, but they were usually a mix.
Well, you think I'm a little crazy about Lucerne.
Lucerne, I've never heard him use the... And the only thing I've heard this, called Lucerne is milk.
Yeah.
Canned milk.
Safeway brand.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to go study that.
Yeah.
About, were there different types of barns, or...
Yes, different, depending on, say someone that just raised cattle to sell, you know, on the market. They would have a different type of big barn with a big hay loft, so they had a lot of hay in. And Dad didn't have a barn like that. He just had a barn that would protect the animals and a corral that he put the hay in next to it so that he could feed it into the mangers.
Now, you grew some grain?
Yes.
Where would they store that?
Well, we called them greeneries. He had a building. They put more time into their greeneries to try to make them as mouse-proof as possible, so that they were pretty tight. And then eventually they got to where we could buy the steel granaries that they stored in.
And where would they store corn?
The same type of thing in a granary type deal. Now, we didn't raise, we raised corn for fodder, but we didn't raise corn that we threshed out.
If they were to store it on the cob, what would they call that?
I've heard of it, but right now I can't think of it. It's something we didn't do. Yeah, corn crib is what they call it. And I remember after he moved out here on the North Fork, that he had a... I don't know whether he had the machine or had someone come in and do it, and they'd grind the corn... the whole thing for silage and put it in a pit to keep to feed out.
A pit? What was it?
It was just a scooped out place so it was protected a little bit, and then they'd haul it out and feed it to the animals.